Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at
matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Joseph, thanks for the email. Wish you didn't have to send it, but then we wouldn't have this beautiful segment. We'll dedicate the next hour to... why don't you catch us up on you and Emily?
So, we've been seeing each other for a while, and, I just feel like I kind of need to do something really nice for her. Lately, it's kind of been getting a little rough,
like life?
Or do you mean just a little awkward, kind of rough, or like you haven't seen her in 6 months, kind of rough? Like, there's so many
varying levels.
Yeah,
of rough.
So kind of. I mean, whatever would be in the middle of that. It's not like I'm on like code red or anything, but she's just not. I guess it just feels like she's not really been herself lately.
Okay.
And I hope that makes sense.
Well, it depends. Do you know what she's normally like?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've known her for a while. Okay. She's, happy. I can't really describe it. I just feel like there's a difference. There's definitely something different. And we haven't been crazy long term or anything. It's been a few months, but there is definitely a change.
Okay, so something right. You can feel. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
And a few months and what? What does that mean? Like once in a while y'all like link up, or have y'all been actively dating for a few months?
I mean, not to sound predictable, but like kind of in between. I mean, what's in between those? Like, she's far from like a random hookup, and like she's met my kid. So like that's kind of a big deal to me.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. So what's been going on?
So I'll tell you what I'm worried about. I'm worried she's just not interested in me anymore. And like, if that's it, or she's just losing interest, like, let me know. I mean, and that's fine. Like, I'm not going to fight that. Yeah. But if it's something that I can control, or it's something that I did, like, let me know so that I could either do damage control, change it, or, let me know. I'd like to have a chance to at least fix it.
Mm. Do you think it was something you did? Is there anything that's coming to mind in that regard?
So I went through like my mental checks.
Yes.
I really don't think so. Like, her birthday's in the fall, thank God. I know I didn't miss any like big days like that.
All right.
We haven't been dating long enough to have an anniversary or anything. So like, I didn't forget, I like to think I'm pretty good at like keeping her needs in mind and like everything in general. I genuinely have no idea.
All right. So
what's going on?
You say she's changed. Like, in what way? Like, what have you been noticing?
So, like, recently, she's just kind of gotten, like, quiet. She doesn't really want to, like, go and do much of anything at the moment. And it's been going on for, like, a few weeks now. She's not texting me much. She's not returning my calls. It just feels like, out of character. And, that's why I reached out.
Okay, just trying to get ahead of this. I got you.
Yeah, like, again, if I could do something nice for her, I just feel like that's something like she needs right now. Like, I get it, like I have a kid, so babysitters are hard to find. The prices of babysitters are crazy. Yes. Like, I'm not trying to go out and have fun every night with her, and not like I can't by any means. So I think it would be nice to treat her out, let her get all done up, get her all dressed up. Take her out for a nice night. This way we're not like watching a movie around my place,
Gotcha.
I think she could use it. Get her out of the funk.
Okay.
Nice change of pace.
Yeah. Well, let's get her back in your life for a start.
Good point.
We'll call Emily and see what we can do. That's coming up next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Joseph and Emily,
mm-hmm.
It's a little bit tricky. He says he's known her long enough to notice a shift in her general demeanor.
Right.
So she went from being kind of happy, I'm guessing outgoing, to being more reserved.
Kind of quiet, standoffish, which is usually, that's fair to be concerned.
It is a sign of something, especially if you couple that with not responding.
Losing interest.
To his phone calls or texts. Yeah. I think that is a safe assumption.
Yeah.
But let's get her on the phone, see if we can't do some damage control here. Hey, is this Emily?
Who is this?
Hey, Emily, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We are calling you today with this date night package that we give away on our show. Short version of this is you'd get to pick whatever you want to do and go, and we pay for everything.
So I don't really know what this is because I'm not one to like enter online contests. So,
well, right. You didn't have to enter this one. For this contest, it's actually someone else who enters you.
What?
We got an email from Joseph, and Joseph said you could really use a night out. And just so I don't forget to mention it, Joseph has to come with you on said night out. Okay. It's one of the rules.
Yes.
Actually, the only rule. So.
Okay, so I get this thing you're offering me, but only if Joseph comes too.
Yes, nailed it. That's not a problem, is it?
No, it's just, I don't know, this feels kind of weird because why would he do this and not tell me about it?
Well, number one, I think he wanted it to be a surprise, right? But number two, I think he thought that you'd probably had your fill of date nights at the house, the kids, so this might be a nice change of pace. That or you're over him completely,
also,
which...
Also, you haven't been talking to him, so it seems like it would have been hard to tell you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I actually like what we've been doing together at the house. Like, that's not the problem. I just... Okay.
Can I jump in here? Emily, it's me.
Joseph?
Yeah. I was just thinking that, like, I don't know, you've been a lot quieter lately, and I was worried you were sick of me or the routine or, you know, something.
Yeah, so we had Joseph on the other line, obviously. Now, without knowing too much about the situation, seems like you're on the fence about something, Emily. Is there a reason in particular that you wouldn't want to see Joseph again? Like, if it helps, we can kick him off the phone.
Yeah, we can put him on hold for a minute.
Hey, we can.
No, it's not like that. The thing is, like I said earlier, like I like just being at his house. Like that is fun to me, and I like doing movie night, and I especially like spending a little time with his kid. Like, I mean, if anything, I wish we would spend more time with him.
I mean, that can be arranged. Like, why didn't you just talk to me about that? Like, I didn't want to make you uncomfortable. I was trying to take it slow. Like, I'm a super hands-on dad here.
See, you say that, but, like, I do feel like you could be a little more involved when it comes to Julian.
Like, what do you mean more involved? How? Like, how can I be more involved?
I don't know. I didn't want to say anything, but, like, Joseph, I found it rather upsetting that you wouldn't read him a bedtime story when he asked the other night.
What?
Oh, dude.
He got his bedtime story. Like, we don't go to bed without it. It's a part of our routine.
No. What happened is not even close to the same thing as a bedtime story, okay? Like, he wanted... You.
Can we call a quick timeout and get some clarification here? Emily, did he want you to read to his kid?
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Well, I wish, because I would have actually read to him. But no, we were watching some stupid sci-fi on TV, and Julian comes in and says, like, he wants Daddy to tuck him in and read him a bedtime story. So sweet. So Joseph, he gets up, apologizes, and is like, I'll be right back, which... Like, it was so adorable. Like, how sweet is all of this?
Okay.
Like, my heart just was, like, melting in that moment. So I kind of trailed behind and kind of followed them to the bedroom because I'm thinking, like, I'm about to fall really hard for this guy and witness, like, the cutest thing ever. But no, Joseph ends up booting up his laptop and... I don't know. He apparently had AI read some story to his kid.
What?
Yeah. Like, he loves it. He can tell it what he wants the story to be about. He picks the names and characters. Like, sometimes it even does voices. Like, well, I don't know. I don't see what the problem is. Like, we do that all the time. And not for nothing, it usually knocks him right out. Like, it's an awesome story time.
No, I'm sorry. But oh my God. That is just, like, the saddest thing to me, because he wants Daddy to read him a story. Like, you're supposed to come up with the characters and the voices. Like, that's your job.
That's
just, like,
hard.
Just read the kid a story.
I mean, yeah, I could have. But, like, I could also be spending time with you. Having a kid is a lot of work. Like, you know, do you know how many stories I've read to him? Sometimes, like, you just find ways to save time, like, any way that you can. Plus, I'll be real here. This does a better job than I normally can do coming up with stories.
Oh, wow.
Like, this kid just wants to hear about pirates and dinosaurs on roller skates. The computer spits it out. Like, it's an actual story.
Oh, wow. But it's not you.
Yeah, I don't care. The kid loves it. Like, it's no different than me letting him have his iPad. He's 5 years old, and yeah, like, I'm going to let technology help me out any way that I can at times. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Like, I know it like, you don't have kids, but, like, that's a really big help for me. Anything you can do to get a half hour or so time to yourself, you do it. Like, I think it makes me a better parent that I'm feeding into his
imagination,
you know, own mind. Yeah. Like, seriously, like, it's an amazing.
No, you're going to regret it one day. I don't know. That's all I'm saying. I think you'll regret this.
Look, Joseph, do you want to see what people think about it? Like, you might be right. It might be really smart, but I don't know. I can see where she's coming from, too, It's just...
Oh, man. Said, like, someone that hasn't read the same book 50 times in a row.
Look, I think most parents are just going to want a website so they can do this for themselves.
Dude.
But, like, yeah, by all means, ask them. It's not, like, I think this is an awesome thing. Like, he gets to create the story, the characters, like, really feed into his imagination. And he's running wild with it. It's great.
No, and you could then run wild with it with him. No one reads to their kids anymore.
All right, guys. Hang on one second, okay?